సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్సూరెన్స్. అండర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్సూరెన్స్ హౌ ద రిస్క్ కోపింగ్ ఈజ్ టేకన్ ఇన్ టు కన్సిడరేషన్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ మెకానిజం ఫార్ కన్సంప్షన్ ఆఫ్ స్మూదనింగ్ ది అదర్ మార్కెట్ క్రెడిట్ అండ్ ఇంటర్ ఫ్యామిలీ లెండింగ్ సేల్ అండ్ ద పర్చేస్ ఆఫ్ అసెట్స్. అగ్రికల్చర్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్స్ మే బి డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద పర్స్పెక్టివ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ వెల్త్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ ద ల్యాండ్ క్యాపిటల్ గూడ్స్ పంప్ సెట్ ట్రాక్టర్స్ యానిమల్స్ జ్యువెలరీ కరెన్సీ స్టాక్స్ ఫుడ్ గ్రెయిన్స్. సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్సూరెన్స్ రిలేట్స్ టు యూజింగ్ సచ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అసెట్స్ యాజ్ అ బఫర్ స్టాక్. ఫార్మర్స్ అక్యుములేట్ ద స్టాక్స్ ఇన్ పీరియడ్ ఆఫ్ ద రిలేటివ్ అఫ్లుయెన్స్ అండ్ డిప్లీట్ దీస్ రిజర్వ్స్ టు ఫైనాన్సింగ్ ద కన్సంప్షన్ ఎక్స్పెండిచర్ డ్యూరింగ్ ద టఫ్ టైమ్ ఆల్సో. దీస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ సెక్యూరిటీస్ దే క్యాన్ సేల్ ఇట్ అండ్ దే క్యాన్ మిటిగేట్ దేర్ రిస్క్ ఇన్ డిఫికల్ట్ టైమ్. క్రెడిట్. ద సెకండ్ మేజర్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద స్మూతనింగ్ ద కన్సంప్షన్ ఈజ్ టేకింగ్ ద లోన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఫార్మల్ అండ్ ఇన్ఫార్మల్ సోర్సెస్. Farmers approaches the formal or institutional lenders like government, banks, cooperative societies, commercial bank, credit bureau, as well as the informal lenders such as money lenders, traders, friends, relatives for taking the credit. That is called credit. Tenancy contract. The third strategy of mitigating of the risk is a tenancy contract. Okay. This tenancy contract, what happens? Sharecropping is the most popular form of tenancy contract. Sharecropping. If the farmer is a small and averse to risk, and if he is given a fraction of output and paid to the rent, then the farmer to some extent insulated against the output fluctuation as it can be shared same and that this fluctuation of his landlords. Labor market. Labor markets provides the alternative mechanism to deal with the risk by allowing the household subject to the idiosyncratic income, households subject to idiosyncratic income, and that is a shock to the swift from own farm cultivation to the labor market and to avoid the uncertainties to into in the slack season, that is not busy season, slack season, and many landless workers enter into permanent labor contract to avoid the seasonal fluctuation in the wages and the employment opportunities. The risk mitigant can be tabled like this. If you have the informal mechanism and the formal mechanism, and these are ex ante strategy, and on farm as well as sharing risk with others, there are certain strategies of the risk mitigation. Under informal mechanism, avoiding exposure to the risk, crop diversification and intercropping. Then plot diversification, mixed farming, diversification of income source, buffer stock accumulation of the crop or the liquid assets, adoption of the advanced cropping techniques, fertilization, irrigation, and resistant variety. As against this on farm activity, the formal mechanism in respect of the publicly provided anticipated is agricultural extension, supply of quality seeds, inputs, etc., pest management systems and the infrastructure, road, dams, irrigation system. These are all coming under the publicly provided formal mechanism to mitigate the risk. And this is informal mechanism so that risk can be avoided on farm by the farmer himself. This is publicly. Okay, now here sharing risk with others. In sharing risk with others, sharing of the crop, sharing of agricultural equipment, irrigation sources, and informal pool. Whereas in a market-based formal mechanism, you can find that the contract marketing and contract marketing, then future contract and the insurance, these mitigate the risk on as an ex ante strategy on farm. Okay. In continuation with that, the post strategy, ex post strategy, which is coping with the shocks, actually when it happens, it shocks. Then the informal mechanism and the formal mechanism, which is market based as well, publicly provided. In informal mechanism, for the coping up with the shocks, the strategy which is adopted for the mitigation is reduce the consumption patterns to adopt, then deferred low-key or the social and the family function, sale of assets, mitigation, sale of assets, migration from one place to another place, reallocation of the labor and the mutual aids. This is covered by the formal, in the informal form mechanism for mitigation of risk, for the coping up with the shocks. If something has happened there, then something, then they adopt this strategy so as to move it from one place to another place, or they maybe reduce the consumption pattern, or maybe defer the low-key social or family functions that they celebrate instead of celebrating on the large scale, or they may sell the assets also sometimes, migrate from one place to another place, like that this, or they can help each other. In the formal mechanism, market-based risk is nothing but it is a credit risk for coping up with the shocks, borrowing, credit risk, okay? And publicly provided risk mitigation is a social assistance. Social assistance is getting when there is a calamity, relief, flood, or maybe farm works, etc. Okay, farm work, okay? Then reducing the loans. And agricultural insurance, relaxation in grain product procurement procedure and the supply of the fodder, cash and transfer. These are some of the ex post strategies for reduction in the risk or mitigation of risk. Issues and need of insurance. Okay. Insurance is considered as one of the risk mitigant, good risk mitigant, at least to the certain extent. The crop output, particularly food grains, is a sensitive to the valuation of rainfall, variation of rainfall. In some area there is a good rainfall, some area moderate, some area absolutely no rainfall, right? That kind of situation is there. There is a very high complementary between the rainfall and input that is used particularly for the fertilizer applications. Large farm households or the wealthy farmer is able to spread the risk over the time, and he the space as he can use for the storing of the grains for saving during the bad years. Okay, he can diversify his crop production across the different plots. At a higher level of the income and staying into the power, the farmer would opt for higher average rates of the profit over the period of time, even if it is achieved at the cost of the high annual variability of the output. Major role which is played by the insurance program is an indemnification of the risk averse in individuals who might be adversely affected by the natural probabilities or phenomena. This philosophy of the insurance, okay, market is based on the large number where the incidence of the risk is distributed over the individuals. By offering the insurance, the possibility of the shifting the risk, which enables the individuals to engage in the risky activities which they would not undertake otherwise. And since insurance is there, they will undertake that activity. Happens. So, the individual cannot influence the nature and the occurrence of the risky events. Therefore, the insurance agency has fairly good, but the generalized information about the insured. This does not hold true in case of agriculture or crop insurance. Okay, unlike most other insurance situation, the incidence of the crop risk is not inadequately or randomly distributed among the insured, and the good or bad weather may affect the entire population in that area. Okay, now credit risk management in agricultural finance. Let us talk about this. Credit risk, the risk which the borrower may default, resulting in losses to the lenders, and among the most important risk that financial institution faces. Borrower is not paying the amount which is lent. Therefore, this credit risk has to be mitigated. Okay? Credit risk is generally considered to be a higher for the loans to the agricultural because the inherently high level of risk and the sector itself faces. All the financial institutions which are interested in stating and scaling and lending to the small holders of the farmer and the small rural enterprises must consider or should consider the credit risk in agriculture. What they have to consider? One, the use of innovative means such as biometrics for uniquely identifying the client, alternatives to the traditional finance analysis such as the use of cash flow rather than balance sheet, alternative to the traditional form of the collateral such as tripartite agreement and the group lending, and developing the agriculture expertise at the credit officer and the senior management level. Risk mitigation, the strategy for reduction of the credit risk or the incidence of the indebtedness of the farmer among the rural households has been attracting the attention of the Government of India also for quite some time now, and the various schemes are also afloat for this purpose. The agricultural credit are highly risk prone and the recovery of the loan is a doubtful. Some respect of the strategies for the some aspects for the strategies of the mitigation. Something we have to come to the conclusion for mitigation of the risk by adopting certain aspect or the strategy for mitigation of the risk. When the loan waiver strategy is one of the mitigant, this may be announced by the government. It is meaningful only when we are not going to repeat the mistake of the past. However, while taking this kind of the mitigation, some points have to be mentioned. Number one, first, it is important to remember that the good functioning of the agricultural credit system is function of overall agricultural policy. Further, agriculture credit system is not just about extending the credit, but also about the total efficiency and the productivity of the system. Okay? Third, the agriculture credit system cannot and must not be looked at an isolation of the economy, because risk of agriculture credit in our view are minimum when the overall economy is efficient and healthy. we have to evolve the strategy for mitigating the instances of the farm credit risk, particularly in case of the food grain farmers. We have to make this an issue of the income insecurity as per the starting point. We need to look at the whole issue from the point of input price inflation on one hand and the product price inflation on the other hand. And the movement in both the indices, which brings us to the issue of the terms of the trade. Okay? So input price have to be controlled and managed. Similarly, cost of living of the farmer, which is usually expressed as a consumer price index, CPI, for agricultural laborers has to be kept under control. So controlling the prices is very, very important risk mitigant. Agricultural reforms, which would aim at the first providing stability to the farm income, and then it is imperative of the growth of the farm income. Without any measures to support the income and the growth, the farm credit is bound to remain the risky as ever. Combined strategy for the income subsidy and the effective agricultural risk insurance strategy can go long way in mitigating the credit risk in agriculture. In view of the resource limitations, multifaceted approach whereby the first step one can try and identify in those areas of agriculture production where the credit risk is very, very high. While there is a high and the growing instances of the farm indebtedness, not all households who have the same level or incidence of indebtedness. So we need to the selective approach where the special packages are required to be evolved with a household having very high exposure to instances of indebtedness. What is needed to be right now? What we have to do right now? A strategy has to be built. That strategy for the greater commercialization of the Indian agriculture. That includes, number one, inclusive banking, technology as an enabler. In banking and technology as an enabler for the strategy into the Indian, has to be introduced into Indian agriculture. Bank will play an important role in enabling the delivery of the agricultural credit and insurance. One of the challenges in the business model for the agricultural insurance is to evolve this delivery and the financial transaction solution to the farmers which are outside the service area of the bank branches. Inclusion of the banking technology as an enabler further stipulates that the technology has emerged and an important enabler in facilitating this. On one hand, while banks can support the delivery of the agricultural insurance and the credit delivery, this is an opportunity and the significant need of the complement these efforts with the efforts for an enhanced and the comprehensive integration and the participation in the formal banking and financial system. The efforts for the financial inclusion need to be designed with the vision which is beyond just percentage of the country's population with access to the bank account or no frill account, to focus more on how this can be enhanced, the capability and the convenience for the unbanked and underbanked centers, particularly the small and marginal farmers in this case, to enable the greater transparency, accountability, efficiency, and the convenient access to the necessary facilities. The mobile telecom revolution, in particular India, has changed the way we need to look at. Mobile phone, for example. Today, we have one highest penetration level with the rural population, higher than the bank accounts. And it can serve as a medium to access for a much larger section of the India's population. This is particularly the relevant and the efforts for delivery of agricultural insurance, where the mobile-based transaction facility for the premium payment could offer the convenience that defines wherever or not a farmer would finally be subscribed to this. Innovative and structured rural financing, that is also required, need to be. There are various organizations who have developed the innovative approach to financing to the agriculture. Sometimes they adapt the microfinance concept and the provision of the agricultural finance, which used as a good banking practice, and above all, brought all the knowledge of the agriculture to enter into, succeed in this market. Many of these new approaches show a great promise, but no single approach works for the solution. Rather than organization, have the most success when they are non-dogmatic. Apply comprehensive risk management strategy as well as the tools and retain the ability to pick up and choose the client rather than having the government to do so, and are innovative and pragmatic. After discussion of everything regarding the risk mitigation and all the risk management strategies in respect of the agriculture, we have to conclude by saying that the problem of the credit risk in agriculture is a larger systematic issue, and the solution of the problem requires the holistic approach. Therefore, it requires the total re-examination of the entire gamut of the agricultural policies in the country with a view to identify the sources that causes or that may cause the indebtedness and introduce the necessary reform and the policy changes. Number two, encourage the greater commercialization in agriculture. While doing so, the commercialization will do or receive a big boost. It focuses, it's directed towards the full scale of the development of infrastructure for the market. Okay. Third one is a risk insurance. Okay. It is important to cover all the farm households that have very high exposure of the risk for defaulting in their loan repayment, especially those with a smaller asset holding. Risk insurance coverages has to be maximized so that the risk insurance has to be effectively implemented. Only by expansion of the bank branches in rural area is not enough. What is equally important is that the farmer should be encouraged to access the bank credit. And the commercial banks should consider the greater use of the concept of banking banking correspondents in rural and remote areas, not only for the purpose of loan marketing, but also for the better appreciation of the state of the farmers and their needs, besides the better coordination and the repayment of loan. You know, there are existing policies which are meant for support of the farmers, and that may be geared to ensure that income stability and increase in the real income. Okay. They also need to be protected against risk of market failures and various hazards that they have come across. For that purpose of ensuring the growth in real income of the farmer, it is important that the special attention has to be paid for controlling the inflation in rural areas. This is no doubt a difficult task, especially since the rural markets are very highly unorganized. To start with this, we have to draw the attention on the various problems. One is a controlling the input price inflation. Number two, the Kisan credit card introduced by the government in recent years may be made more popular with affordable terms and the conditions, and the loan which are authorized or sanctioned should be monitored right from the beginning with a view to ensure its appropriate utilization. All the loans above a certain thresholds are required proper monitoring and mentoring also, for which an appropriate mechanism need to be worked out. Without being authoritative on it, an approach has to be conceived and it has to be implemented by taking into consideration some steps, such as each bank having the branch in rural areas can identify the cluster of the village, number one. Number two, access the cluster from the point of its loan ability and the credit risk. Third, identify the requirements of the each cluster in terms of its activities and also the nature of requirements. And the next one is appoint a suitable mentor and guide for each cluster. Friends, with this, we have completed our discussion on risk management in agriculture finance. Thank you very much.